Welcome to today's deep dive, where we're going to be exploring something really unique, African cosmology,
Oh, yeah.
and the concept of fields. And get this through the lens of a declassified CIA document.
The CIA, that's right.
Yeah.
It's wild how this document explores these African beliefs about the universe, like really analyzes their potential applications.
Right.
It makes you wonder, like, what were they looking for?
It's not every day you see the CIA, you know, analyzing ancient cosmology.
Exactly.
So let's jump into this.
Okay.
So the document starts by explaining how African cosmology sees the universe as this like totally interconnected system.
Okay.
And they use this really interesting analogy of a spider web.
Okay.
Where like any disturbance,
yeah,
you know, in one part of the web affects the whole thing.
Right. And that's where this concept of fields comes in.
Mm.
But in African cosmology, you know, these fields aren't just like, you know, physical spaces like we might think of them.
No.
They're also spiritual and energetic realms.
Mm. So it's not just about the stars and planets, but an unseen energy that like connects everything.
Exactly. They call this energy Nyama.
Nyama.
It's this vital force.
Mm.
Kind of similar to like Qi in Chinese medicine or prana in yoga.
Okay.
So this Nyama bridges the physical and spiritual,
yeah,
links everything in the universe.
Now, this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
The document talks about magicians
mm.
who can manipulate Nyama
wow.
to influence events
mm.
like healing the sick or even controlling the weather.
You know, we have to remember the context here. This
right.
was the Cold War.
Right.
Super paranoid time.
Right.
A lot of competition between the U.S. and the Soviet Union.
Uh-huh.
They were both trying to find any advantage they could get, including,
yeah,
you know, the potential of psychic abilities.
So they were looking for ways to actually weaponize these concepts.
It does sound like a sci-fi movie.
It really does.
But the they took this stuff seriously. There's a whole section on the potential for remote influencing.
Hmm.
Which is basically using Nyama to impact individuals or events from a distance.
Wow. That's kind of unsettling, you know?
Yeah.
It brings up all these ethical questions.
For sure.
About, you know, messing with people without their knowledge or consent.
Right. And it shows how these concepts could be misunderstood and misused.
Yeah.
The document even cautions against, you know, jumping to conclusions,
yeah,
or trying to use these principles without a deep understanding of how complex they are.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in, you know, the spy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And secret government experiments.
Right.
But we got to be critical and careful, you know.
Absolutely. Now, let's put the CIA aside for a second.
Okay.
And focus on how these concepts might be applied in a more, like, positive and helpful way.
Okay.
The document suggests that understanding Nyama can give us valuable insights for like personal growth and well-being.
Okay, that's more like what I'm interested in.
Okay, great.
So give me an example.
Well, remember how the document describes illness as like a disruption in the flow of Nyama through the body?
Mm-hmm.
This suggests that if we learn to kind of cultivate and balance our own Nyama,
yeah,
we
yeah.
could potentially improve our physical and mental health.
So it's not just about external forces, but like our internal state and how we manage our own energy.
Exactly. The document says that we're not just, you know, passively receiving Nyama.
Mm.
We're active participants in shaping our own energetic field.
That's empowering.
It is.
But how do we actually cultivate and balance Nyama?
Well, the document doesn't give us a step-by-step guide.
Okay.
But it does highlight the importance of things like mindfulness,
right,
meditation, and visualization.
Okay.
These practices can help us be more aware of our energy and learn to regulate it.
You know, it's fascinating how these ancient practices,
yeah,
which are often dismissed as like mystical or whatever,
right,
they're being validated by modern science.
Uh-huh.
There's so much research now,
yeah,
showing the benefits of mindfulness and meditation,
yeah,
for stress.
Yeah, for stress, for emotional regulation.
Exactly.
For well-being in general.
It seems like these practices are tapping into a deeper understanding of energy and consciousness.
Yeah.
That's been recognized by many cultures for a long time.
But the document goes even further.
Okay.
It suggests that Nyama is not just personal, but collective.
Yeah,
it's like we're all connected through this web of Nyama.
Hmm.
Influencing each other's energetic fields.
Yeah.
So like if someone's putting out negative energy,
yeah,
it can actually impact those around them.
That's the idea.
Wow.
The document emphasizes that our thoughts, our emotions, our actions all contribute to the collective Nyama field.
Mm-hmm.
So by cultivating positive qualities in ourselves,
yeah,
we can improve our own well-being and contribute to a more like harmonious and uplifting environment for others.
That's powerful.
It is.
It makes you realize we're not just isolated individuals. We're part of this larger energetic ecosystem. Right. And the document highlights how important it is to recognize this interconnectedness, not just for personal growth, but for social harmony and global peace.
Yeah.
It suggests that by like fostering understanding, compassion and cooperation, we can create a more positive and balanced Nyama field for the whole planet.
Now, that's a vision I can get behind.
It is pretty inspiring, right?
It is. It's inspiring to think that these ancient principles of African cosmology might hold the keys to a better future.
I know. And the document doesn't stop there.
Oh, really?
We're just scratching the surface.
Wow.
There's still so much more to uncover.
Okay.
Especially about how the CIA was trying to potentially use these concepts.
All right.
Hold on tight. We're about to go even deeper.
Okay.
Welcome back to our deep dive, you know, into African cosmology and the CIA's exploration of fields and Nyama.
Yeah, I'm still kind of wrapping my head around all this.
I know, right?
The CIA researching psychic warfare and, like, manipulating Nyama.
It's wild.
What were they even hoping to achieve?
Well, the document, it doesn't explicitly say, you know, what their goals were.
Okay.
But we can kind of get some clues from the historical context.
Mm-hmm.
This was the Cold War,
right?
Time of crazy paranoia, competition between the U.S. and the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
Both sides were like desperate for any advantage, including, you know, exploring psychic abilities.
So they were really looking at weaponizing this stuff.
It sounds like science fiction, doesn't it?
It does.
But the document suggests that they were taking it very seriously.
Yeah.
One section focuses on the potential for remote influencing.
Remote influencing.
Which is basically using Nyama to impact individuals or events from, like, far away.
That's pretty unsettling.
Yeah, it is. It raises all sorts of ethical questions.
Right, like about manipulating people without their knowledge or consent.
Exactly. And it highlights the potential dangers, you know, of misunderstanding and misusing these concepts.
Right.
The document itself cautions against, you know, drawing hasty conclusions or trying to apply these principles without really understanding their complexity.
It's easy to get caught up in, you know, the spy stuff and secret experiments.
Yeah, the intrigue.
But we need to approach this with a critical mind.
For sure, a discerning mind.
Absolutely. Now, putting aside the CIA's motivations for a second,
okay,
let's focus on how these concepts might be applied in a more positive way.
Okay, sure.
For, like, personal growth and well-being.
Yeah. The document suggests that understanding Nyama can give us valuable insights for those things.
Okay, like what?
Well, remember how the document describes illness as like a disruption in the flow of Nyama through the body?
Right.
So this suggests that by learning to cultivate and balance our own Nyama, we could potentially improve our physical and mental health.
So it's not just about external forces, but like our internal state.
Right.
And how we manage our own energy.
Exactly. The document emphasizes that we're not just passive recipients of Nyama. We're active participants in shaping our own energetic field.
Okay, so that's pretty empowering.
It is.
But how do we actually do that?
How do we cultivate and balance our Nyama?
Yeah.
The document doesn't give us a step-by-step guide.
Right.
But it does highlight the importance of practices like mindfulness, meditation, and visualization.
Okay, I've heard of those.
These techniques can help us become more aware of our own energy.
Okay.
And learn to regulate its flow.
You know, it's interesting how these ancient practices, which are also dismissed as like, you know, mystical or whatever.
Right. Seen as kind of out there.
They're actually being validated by modern science.
More and more these days.
There's a growing body of research showing the benefits of mindfulness and meditation.
Yeah, for stress reduction.
Yeah.
Emotional regulation. Overall well-being.
It seems like these practices are tapping into a deeper understanding. Of energy and consciousness.
That's been recognized in many cultures for centuries.
Right. But the document goes even further.
Okay.
It suggests that Nyama is not just a personal force, but also a collective one.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like we're all interconnected through this web of Nyama, influencing each other's energetic fields.
Right. So if someone is radiating negativity, it can actually impact the people around them.
Wow.
The document emphasizes that our thoughts, emotions, actions, they all contribute to this collective Nyama field.
Okay. So by cultivating positive qualities in ourselves, we can not only improve our own well-being, but also contribute to a more harmonious and uplifting environment for others.
Exactly. It's like creating a ripple effect.
Yeah. That's powerful stuff.
It is. It makes you realize we're not just isolated individuals.
Right.
We're part of a larger energetic ecosystem.
And the document highlights the importance of recognizing this interconnectedness, not
Yes.
just for personal growth,
Right.
but for social harmony and global peace.
Absolutely. It suggests that by fostering understanding, compassion, cooperation,
Yeah.
we can create a more positive and balanced Niyama field for the entire planet.
Now that's a vision I can get behind.
It's a beautiful vision.
It's inspiring
It is.
to think that these ancient principles of African cosmology might hold the keys to a better future.
Now, the document also delves into the more challenging aspects of Niyama,
Okay.
particularly the concept of negative Niyama. Remember how it's described as a force that can lead to illness,
Yeah.
conflict, misfortune?
It's not all sunshine and rainbows.
Right, there's a dark side to this energy as well.
Yeah.
And the document stresses that the goal is not to eradicate negative Niyama entirely. That's impossible,
Right.
and maybe even undesirable.
Okay.
The goal is to learn to manage it effectively
Well,
and transform it into something positive.
so it's about achieving a balance between the
Yes.
positive and negative aspects of Niyama.
Precisely. And the document suggests that this balance is essential,
Yeah.
not only for personal well-being, but also for social harmony and the health of the planet as a whole.
It's a reminder that life is full of duality, and darkness and light are always intertwined.
Right. The key is to find that point of equilibrium
Yeah.
where both forces are present but in harmony.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
It speaks to the profound wisdom
Yeah.
embedded within African cosmology.
Now, the document also mentions the CIA's interest in harnessing Niyama
Oh, yeah.
for intelligence purposes, particularly the idea of energetic engineering.
Energetic
What does
engineering.
that even mean?
It's a bit of a fuzzy concept,
Okay.
but the document seems to be referring to the intentional manipulation of Niyama to achieve specific outcomes,
Okay.
whether it's influencing individual shaping events
Yeah.
or even potentially impacting the environment.
So it's like taking that remote influencing
Right.
and scaling it up.
That's one way to look at it. But the document also acknowledges the ethical complexities
Okay.
and potential dangers of such endeavors.
Yeah, sounds risky.
It does, it emphasizes the need for caution, wisdom, and a deep understanding of the interconnectedness of all things before attempting to manipulate Niyama on such a grand scale.
Well, at least they recognize the responsibility.
Right, it's not just a reckless pursuit of power.
Yeah.
It's a recognition of the responsibility that comes with understanding
Right.
and wielding such a potent force.
So it's not about domination,
No.
but understanding respect and balance.
Exactly. That brings us to the final section of the document,
Okay.
which explores how these principles of African cosmology might be applied to some of the most pressing challenges facing humanity today.
Like what kind of challenges?
Well, environmental sustainability,
Right.
social justice, global peace.
Wow. So are we ready to dive even deeper?
Are you ready?
Okay, so we're back and ready to uncover how these ancient African ideas about Nyama and fields could help us tackle some of our biggest modern day problems.
Right, it's a big jump.
It is like going from the CIA and psychic spies
Wow.
to environmentalism and world peace.
It is a fascinating jump, but the document argues that the core principles of African cosmology,
Okay.
like interconnectedness, balance, and the power of Niyama,
Yeah.
they offer a fresh perspective on these complex issues.
So how does this ancient wisdom actually translate into something practical for tackling climate change? Like, can rituals and chanting really solve a problem that big?
Well, you're right. It's not about a literal translation of specific rituals. It's
Okay.
more about this key concept from African cosmology,
Okay.
the interconnectedness of all things.
Right, it's like that spider web analogy.
Exactly. Every action has a ripple effect that extends throughout the entire web.
So in terms of the environment, it's saying that our actions,
Yeah.
even small ones, have consequences that go way beyond ourselves.
Exactly. The document suggests that this understanding of interconnectedness, it fosters a sense of responsibility for the well-being of the planet.
Okay.
It's not just about individual actions.
Right. It's recognizing that we're all part of this delicate ecosystem.
That makes sense. I've been thinking more about how my choices, what I eat, how I travel, what I buy,
Yeah.
how they impact the environment.
Right. It's a shift in mindset
Yeah.
from seeing ourselves as separate from nature
Right.
to recognizing that we're deeply intertwined.
Okay, so this interconnectedness goes beyond just the physical environment.
Yes. It extends to the social and political realms as well.
So how does Nyama and this idea of fields play into things like social justice or conflict resolution?
Well, remember how the document described a leader's ability to influence the Nyama field of the community?
Yeah.
This suggests that those in positions of power, they have a responsibility to cultivate a positive and balanced Nyama for the collective good.
So it's not about using power for personal gain, but for creating a more harmonious and just society.
Exactly. The document emphasizes the importance of leaders who can foster unity, understanding, and cooperation.
So it's less about command and control.
Right.
And more about understanding the interconnectedness of the community.
Yes.
And using Nyama to create a positive environment for everyone.
And this applies not just to traditional leaders,
right,
but to anyone who wants to make a positive impact.
Mm.
The document suggests that we all have the potential to cultivate positive Nyama and contribute to a more harmonious and just society.
So it comes back to personal responsibility.
It does if we each take ownership of our own Nyama and try to create a more positive and balanced energy within ourselves that can ripple outward and impact others.
This has been quite a journey.
It has.
From ancient African beliefs to modern day challenges.
Yeah.
I started out skeptical.
I understand.
But I'm really starting to connect with these ideas of interconnectedness, balance, and the power of Nyama.
It is remarkable, isn't it?
It is this declassified CIA document.
Uh-huh.
Has really opened up a whole new way of understanding the world.
And even if we don't fully embrace every aspect of African cosmology.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot we can learn from it.
Absolutely. It challenges us to expand our perspectives.
Yes.
Question our assumptions.
Funny.
And consider that there might be more to reality than we see.
It reminds us that wisdom can be found in unexpected places.
Yeah.
And that ancient traditions often hold insights that are still relevant and valuable today.
And maybe by integrating those insights into our lives, we can create a more harmonious and sustainable future.
For ourselves and for generations to come.
Well, that's an inspiring thought to end on.
It is.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into African cosmology and the mysteries of Nyama.